This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Big show. Big show. I know you've got an interview, Cobb, coming up later on, which is pretty good. But I'll tell you what, Cobb. We've been on this for a long time, and you, Cobb. Elsie's joined in on the fun too as we've got into it. Holly did as well. She's not here. But finally, someone's delivered and got a lead on the Milk Lady.
I find this so hard to believe, but I'm really looking
forward. I have a lead. It's simply unbelievable. I have people unaware. I'll just read this out, and then you'll know what the hell I'm talking about. Low-fat, no-fat, full cream, high-calcium, high-protein soy, light-skim omega-3, high-calcium with vitamin D, and folate and extra dollop. That is what we're talking about. The Milk Lady. I have an update.
Okay, so we're trying to find her.
We're trying to find
her. The actor who played this. Presumably she was an actual milk bar.
Yes, we plan to get her in
attendee.
The studio or on the phone.
All right, so what's the update, Jim?
I'm not giving you the update yet.
Oh, okay.
You don't give your good stuff this early.
All right. All
right. So, listeners, if you're listening now, make sure you're listening in an hour's time.
Okay.
Because that's when we roll with it. 8:15. I'm just telling you the time now. I've just made it up. It's going to have to be 8:15 now. Quarter past eight, I will drop a bomb shell.
All right. Stay tuned for that one.
Yeah, you've hyped it up a bit now.
I have. Hey, but in other news. This is soft as butter, I tell you. Soft as butter, remember? Out of the fridge, because if it's in the fridge, it's technically pretty
are
soft.
Are you an in-the-fridge kind of guy or an out-of-the-fridge kind of guy?
I'm an in-the-fridge sort of guy because I am not as soft as butter out of the fridge is what I'm not, so... Anyway, a lady over in Florida at a Starbucks over there got her coffee, lid popped off, poured coffee all over her midriff.
Yeah.
$15,000 in medical bills as she had first and second degree burns.
How hot was that coffee?
Yeah. 190 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, that is putting a new spin on asking for a hot, extra hot coffee.
That is extra hot.
See, so
well, that was Fahrenheit.
She has.
What did you say? 190.
Yeah.
190 degrees.
Okay. Yep.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah. No, Celsius.
No, Celsius.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
No.
It had to be Fahrenheit.
It would have to be Fahrenheit.
Yeah, because
it would be
air. Yeah, it would be 190 Fahrenheit. It is Fahrenheit.
I'd say it's Fahrenheit because this article was written in the US.
Yeah. So okay. So I've done the calculation at home.
Still
it's
hot.
About 88 degrees Celsius.
Okay. That's still bloody hot.
Yeah. Okay. 88 degrees. In Australian terms.
Yes. So anyway, she's been awarded. $100,000 from Starbucks.
Yeah. $100,000.
Wasn't
the medical bill was 15?
$15,000. She's been given $85,000 just for her pain and disfigurement.
So that
give me a spell.
That is it's just not the first time that this has happened. There's a famous case with McDonald's where I think it was in Texas. What was her name? Stella Liebeck.
Yep.
She, 1994, this was a famous case, that a similar sort of situation. She ordered a coffee through the drive-thru at McDonald's. Again, it was 88 degrees Celsius, 190 over there, but 88 here.
88. I think it should have to be 90 or it's not hot enough.
Yeah, so she, she spilt it on herself and had third-degree burns and... what does it say here? Medical expenses, $10,000. McDonald's offered her $800.
$800.
Took him to court.
you tight ass.
And they settled for $90,000. Settled for $90,000. So she definitely got a big payday. But it changed a lot of the laws regarding.
I was gonna say, I sympathise with them wholeheartedly. Yeah. It's such a horrible thing to happen, especially when you're really looking forward to drinking coffee.
I'm sure that example is mighty just disappointed there.
Yeah.
I think they're just stupid.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's hot coffee in the lid, you know. But it's also possible for the lid to come off if you accidentally squeeze it.
Yeah.
Now, it says she got it all over her midriff. I'm suggesting this. Did she not maybe have it between her legs or something and she's accidentally squeezed it, lid's popped off and all over?
Could have been.
That's
could've
very
been.
True.
So,
yeah, I've done that
I
before.
I think there should be more looking into it than this. You can't just go, here's $100,000. If it's that easy, I reckon I can pay off my house in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If it's that easy. So, the way I see it,
hatching a plan.
Get a call in the Macca's on the way home. I'll get the cup, put it between my legs as I drive away. I'll get on the brakes. Oh, coffee all over me. Calling Starbucks later today. Just pick it up. Oh, no, the lid came
off. I think they might make the connection, possibly.
The double. This has happened to you twice in a week.
In one day.
I am a terribly unlucky person. Give me $100,000.
Yeah.
And they'll go, sure, here's $200,000. Because they don't want this to happen again.
Sure, here's $80.
It did change a lot of the laws in regards to who you can sue, and I'm surprised that actually it's able to do this, because I thought that they would have closed some of the loopholes.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously coffee cups now have to have
hot
contents inside, which, you know, it seems pretty obvious.
Self-explanatory.
Starbucks should come back and sue her.
The double sue.
The double sue. You sued us for $100,000. We're going to sue you for $150,000. I think it's a very real possibility, because this article, it's defamation.
I think Starbucks would be able to handle it.
Yeah, I think as average as their coffee is.
It just means one shop can't pay anyone for a week. Okay.
Here's a fun fact about Starbucks for you on your Monday morning.
Fun facts with Cobb.
Starbucks, obviously, is there two Starbucks in Melbourne or one?
I don't know. I know there's one in Melbourne's
central. There's actually none after this. They can't afford to keep it open.
They might be closed now that Jim will come through.
Didn't they try and open like years and years ago and then shut down because nobody was coming to them?
Yeah.
Now they've revamped and are trying to worm their way back in.
So
they would have been charging $10 a coffee.
Starbucks came, they're in, I think, not every nation, but they're in a lot of countries around the world. And Australia is the only country where it tried to set up a franchise and it didn't work, and it had to shut down a lot of its stores because it wasn't doing as successful as the Australian sort of coffee shops. Only place in the world that doesn't like Starbucks is right here, because we're just snobs, aren't we all?
We prefer our single origin.
I was trying something there, but it didn't quite work.
Originate in the US, Starbucks?
I believe so. Yeah. I think
it's German. I'd drink it.
Why is that?
Why?
Because they are our rulers of the world.
Are they just?
Okay.
Death ray, Cobb. They have a death ray.
Well, explain about the death ray, Jim.
You're all...
I know I'm across it, but my guess is that 99% of people aren't across this, Jim. What's the story?
They built a artificial sun. The Germans.
Right.
Which is second only to the real sun.
Of course.
Simple terms. They shine it in your direction.
And
you're dead. Death ray.
Right.
So, I'll polish the president's shoes if I have to.
Do they have mirrors in space which they can direct this all over the globe? I think.
Don't give them ideas. we could be first on the list.
Well, keep your head down, Jim.
Anyway, that's the Germans.
And that's why we drink their coffee.
Good.
Jim, you're bouncing all over.
I'm bouncing off walls.
You are. I might even have to turn your mic down because you're yelling into it.
I will. Yelling and spitting all over the mic. I tell you, I feel for the people that are coming in next, because they're going to have to put up with this mic, and it's heads up to them, keep it well away. Okay, anyway, low-fat, no-fat, full-cream, hyper-calcium, high-protein, soy, light-skim, omega-3, high-calcium, a little vitamin D, and folate, extra dollop.
Look, you did that so fast. Possibly you're the milk lady. Maybe.
Maybe that's the development that I've got.
This is all a ruse.
Is it, though? What is it? What's going on?
Okay, so for a while now, we've been chasing the milk lady. If anyone doesn't know the milk lady, she said that famous line in the Pura Smarter White Milk ad in the early 2000s.
I reckon it would have been late 2000s. Anyway. Yeah, I don't think it was that long ago.
I don't know, I'm really
maybe
bad
7 years
with
ago.
Years. Don't look at me.
That's fair. It was a long time ago. Yes. If someone can find that out for us and let us know, that'd be great.
I will.
But anyway, so we've been trying to find her.
Mm-hmm.
And until now, we've had no luck. I'm not saying I've found her. Okay, I'll clear that up firstly. I haven't found her, but I've got a lead. I have a name of a person who I'm hoping will be able to tell me her name, and then from that I'll be able to find her.
Okay, so who's this person and how do you find him?
This man's name is Miles Collins.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Collins is a drama teacher at a local Melbourne school.
Lovely.
A very prestigious school, actually. He is the head of a drama he's a teacher and all this sort of stuff at the school. He's got 25 years experience in acting and film and all the rest.
Yep.
Yep.
Miles Collins is the bloke.
The man.
The man, yes, from the ad.
Now, see, I think...
No way.
I don't... I feel like I've either seen him before or I know someone who's seen him before. This is really going back in my memories.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what he looks like.
I can show you
pretty,
a picture.
Pretty normal.
This is Miles Collins now.
Oh, okay. No, that's really not doing anything for me.
See, yes.
He has changed.
He
so
has changed.
Someone I know, I think, went to this, got taught acting from him. Mm. And
right.
This was one of his
claim
to fame,
well,
I suppose.
So, see.
He's easy to track down.
So I know where he currently teaches.
Okay.
So
can you, during the week, can you get a hold of him?
I'm going to try and make contact with him this week. We will find out. I will discuss with him at length to the Milk Lady.
Yep.
With the endeavour to then try and get in contact with the Milk Lady. Okay. If we need to get Miles on air.
Can you promise
himself?
Can you promise that you'll have some development, even if we do have Miles on air next week?
I'll have something next week.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
Guaranteed.
I still don't have an email for him, but that's all part of the chase. And
yes.
I must say, I've now that this is coming to air, I'm expecting to be contacted by federal agencies and FBI and all this thing, because they'll want me a part of their team. It took them that many years to find Bin Laden. I would have done it in a week.
It's right that you've been able to find Miles.
I found Miles in how many weeks we've been doing this? Probably 3 months.
Yeah, probably.
Took me 3 months. Oh, no, I found Miles Collins.
Okay.
Imagine he's like a Sin listener.
Yes.
Like an avid Sin listener, and he just goes, hey, they're talking about me.
Shout out, Miles.
How you going, Miles?
This is marvellous.
Good
this
on you, Miles. So, yes, Miles is doing great things now, obviously.
This is
teaching.
So much better than I thought it was going to be, by the way.
I was expecting little to no development.
Would you like me to tell the story of how
I
found his
name?
I know
it's interesting.
Can,
okay.
Yeah.
So... I actually found this at about 9:30 last, or whatever. It must have been earlier than that, actually. It was last night, whatever time it was. And I was going through. I found an agency that made the ad.
Yep.
With
yep.
help of two other agencies that all did it.
Yep.
And I was trying to find credits for it, that they had nothing. So that sort of ended up being a dead end. I thought I had a lead, and that one fell through. So then I just went back to YouTube and watched the ad again.
Mm-hmm.
And Cobb, on YouTube, you've got it up there.
Yeah, I do.
Go to the comments.
Okay.
His name, it doesn't get mentioned, but it is. There's a lot of people on there saying that he is, in fact,
drama teacher.
A drama teacher.
Okay. So this guy, Henk Necker, he says, there's this comment 10 months ago, and this video is from 2007, we were asking before. He said, Henk says, no joke, this dude is my drama teacher at the moment. Funniest bloke. Ha 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 ha.
So it's the YouTube community.
Now, someone, there was another comment in there somewhere that said, this is my drama teacher, Mr. Collins.
Okay.
Ooh.
So
I went to Google and Googled drama teacher, Mr. Collins, and he was the first thing that popped up.
And that's definitely him in the photo.
That
he looks a little bit older, doesn't
him.
He?
Well, it has been
does.
Quite a few years.
Yeah, he's actually...
He's been in a good paddock.
And he's been a real good paddock. I want to know where he's eating.
Okay, so
be
that's
nice.
How we got
he might
there.
Come on.
So that's how we got there. So we'll get in contact with him this week, and hopefully we can have more developments next week. I'll have an update for sure.
Marvellous. Thank you for that. Very good work, detective work by you, Jim.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.